Mitzvahs, if the Pele Ador, Mivene Mado, Amabe Meundes, that this is indispensable for the Hatzole of the Tzibur, from the Moslem and the Resistant Madir. So then it's Mutter, and Beshus Amalus, Nalas Yilo Shamba, that I'm doing in life. Dalit noch es erzählt, was selbst Allah ist. Habe ich kurz im Weg, die Sorge, oi oi, ich habe es auch ist, hat die Wochen gewesen, oi, ich hatte es auch ist, hat Reise hat die Kirche. Ich habe Käferin, die Theon, ja, hoi um Mitzvolle, ja, und wei hoi, wei hoi. Die Ansa ist das, was er ist. Ich habe nur ein Mal, ich muss ohne Neid, bis man weiß, ich habe die Schuld gefunden. Aber bis man das sehe, und ja, die Schuld ist nicht kiefer, so ist wohl mal. So then, the matter was supposed to be Muslim, but we are not allowed to kill them. So what's the truth? And then the Rambam says, in Yeh Biyodi Kiyach Lehogon Yisai B'Fares Yeh. If he has the Kiyach to kill them B'Fares Yeh, B'Sai, then he can kill them. What kind of a deal is that? If he has the Kiyach, if he doesn't have the Kiyach, because he's afraid of the plastic chair, so he doesn't kill them, but that Rambam doesn't have to tell us. The answer is, that's the definition of Yad Yisroel Tkifa. Yad Yisroel Tkifa doesn't mean that if you can do it clandestinely, no one will see. Yad Yisroel Tkifa means that you can do it openly. Let's say, Bismana Zebra, Shushamalos. So in the medieval ages, when the early Yisroel, the Rosh Yakile, were authorized by the government in Spain, in Rome, in all kinds of places, to be damned in the forces. So Migdam said they were allowed to meet out capital punishment if it was indispensable for the Hatzolah of the city. So that's the definition of in Yesh Biyodi Kiyach Lehogon B'Fares Yeh. The love Boim Alilis, the Slatesh Yishit. Why does Boim Alilis not just that he doesn't have to say that? But if there is a letter in the bail, he can take out the bail letter and say, I have to use it in order to be Malin my children, then I can take it. So the Miri Nabi Zorah says, that's only the letter is his letter, but not in the letter belongs to somebody else, or even the letter of Hefka. Then he's not allowed, was the Pshat. So the Pshat is, because the Torah says in the coming, that if somebody throws a killing from Beshagag, and then on the ground there are corn of sauces, blankets, pillows, so it wouldn't break. Then another person, while the Kele is Ba'avim, so it takes away the Kele, then it falls to the ground, and it breaks. So then it's not for free of the faith. Even according to the Mandona, that Gami is Chai, is the root expense. Because if Gami's potter is not for free of the faith anyway, it didn't break to be a diamond, it just was in the asshole. So the Shibuka Betzes at the end of the second period of Yohanne mentions the name of the Rami Sarkute, that's only if the Kele, if the Kolom Chosis belong to the Misal, but if the Kolom Chosis belong to the owner of the Kele, so then he has to pay. Then he has to pay. Because of Gamil, the Paschim Gamil is high. What's the shot? Because if somebody is Misal, his own sources, then it's not even a Gerem of Mazik. Let's say, suppose somebody is escaping from the police or from a lady who wants to kill him, and then he sees your house, the door of your house is open, and then you try to run into the house and you close the door. such a terrible thing, but he's not the owner of the sikh. He's not chayv in shishamayim. But suppose you close the door of somebody else's house, then you're chayv in shishamayim. Then you're chayv in shishamayim. Some mele, the Ramsukta says, only the kol machsos belong to the nisal. So it's just the meaning of yes at all. Now, according to the rach and the rosh, the halach of merino and mailing does not imply that you are allowed to kill him or die, meaning in the muscle, even if it's indispensable for the atzoras atzim. But you are allowed to near that soul. The mirin of the zorin areas paskins like the rach and the rosh, that only mirs atzola is muta by minimum muscle. But he says, even by minimum muscle, mirs atzola is muta if the one is misalim the sulam, so it's his sulam, so then it's not even, because according to the rach and the rosh and the mirin, minimum muslim are not mufke of the isa of the sirsach. They are only mufke of the sandal of Mariacho. But if the sulam is a sulam from Hefker or belongs to somebody else, then it's come from the sikhah, so it's either the law. So it's either the law of the sirsach. All right, now I don't want to be mouth too much, but now we have to finish the Gemara. Until what time can I do this?
I know.
I should finish it now.
Yeah,
okay, so finish it tomorrow and then we'll start answer. Is it correct? It's okay. It's okay. We'll finish it tomorrow. So tomorrow I'd like to start at 12:30 to finish this first. ויהיו עד השם למלך החול אורץ ואים ההוא הגיע עד השם החודש מיוחד ואים ההוא אותו איבנה לא וחודו אומר הבכה וחנינה לא יקירו מזה לרבה so the פשוט ישום מקרוי is all the first of his way ואים ההוא יהיה עד השם החודש מיוחד be recognized by everybody of course by the many shows of God but Do Misalon, the Nitzrim, the pagans, the Nitzrim, the Muslims, and the atheists and the skeptics. So they don't recognize him as a chod. But Ayimahu will be recognized by everybody, because Ephir has fallen in the soap of war. We can pull on the Shema the Shem who love the Yachod. So, but there is a drash in another pshat. So לא יקירו מזה או רבו, הוירו מזה על בצירס טבעי סינבו חתיב המיתי, בצירס רוי סינבו דן אמס. לא רבו, כולי עתיב המיתי. לא רבו means nothing is a משיח, because אין בימי שמשיח לדעס מה זה, אנושי בכל ידובת, it means ביחד יש המיס. So then we'll be able to understand the purpose of all the Chumbais Rishon, Chumbais Sheni, the Holocaust, Masaslav, and all these. But until then, we cannot even try to take a glimpse to understand the purpose of all these stories in Israel.
So when the Gemara says Hatov, what does that mean? It means that relative to us, it's bad.
We have to recite the Ochas according to our senses.
Right, and therefore we cannot say Hatov HaMeitzi.
We are not, even Malachim can't understand.
No.
Kli Racho Odom Bechoy, Kli Rani Odom Bechoy, so the Mechilta says, Odom Zeki Mashmoy, Bechoy Il Malach HaShoz. Meish Rabbeinu, he was higher than the Malach.
And he also couldn't say Hatov HaMeitzi.
He couldn't say it.
He couldn't say.
But I am a seer to say.
But La Asid Lavo.
Lachat Vesameisi, not La Mesameshi.
That's what it means?
Yeah, that's right.
And after Tchias Amesim, we will still be regular human beings?
Well, the Semachlik is the Rambam, the Rambam.
Yeah,
the Rambam says there will be Achilishi and everything.
Yeah.
And And when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ilma Bo Imbia, we see it as reference to Ilma Shomes.
That's a different thing.
Ilma Shomes, Nimot, that is all the time.
You mean when a person dies?
When a person is Nifta. But Letri is amazing, there is a goof, so why shouldn't there be Achilisi? If there is no Achilisi, what do you need is stomach? And the lung and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Ramban and the Rama and the Raivet Achil. So, Shlomo and Rabin Yeni is Talmud. Shlomo Noor was the Rebbe of the Rashba. He was not.
What's his name, Rashba?
Shlomo Noor, the Rebbe of
Min Ha'or, that's or,
a, or. The Rebbe of the Rashba. The Rashba had to remain the Ramban of Shlomo Noor. So when they saw the Ramban, they thought that the Ramban was key for Kriyas HaMishnah.
Where does the Rambam say this? In the Mishnah Torah, does he describe
it? In the Mishnah Torah. So the Rebbe says, they made divrei Eish Ha'or, kilei me'ach she'ein Kriyas HaMishnah migufi. Elo Rishonim Bavad. Yehu be'inai kiftateya. But Rav Shlomo Noor, together with Rav Yehine, put the Rambam chere, the kiva. Then, when the Vatican Church issued a decree against the Talmud, because Mishmodim denounced the Talmud, that the Talmud attacks Christianity, so then they issued a decree that all the Talmudic spoils have to be burned. So then some fanatics, not Reflin or Mishugoy, you know, they heard of Reflin or Amiyene issued a ban against the Rambam's Ksovim. They came to the Vatican Church and said, why didn't you burn the Sifrei Rambam? So they burned the Sifrei Rambam. When Rabbi Yehine and the Shimon was already nifted, when Rabbi Yehine heard that, he saw his sign in Hashemayim. So he did tshuve, and then he rose to see Fashari tshuve, and he went to Eretz Yisrael to fasted himself and the keder of the Rambam in Tavaria and to ask him here. And every city he passed by, he said, Chotosi Ladishak, Yerameshe Be'yemainim, Zecheni Livrocho, and then he wrote this, the Shari Tshuva. And Rabbi Yehine, when he mentions in Sefer, in his Perush, Rabbi Yehine and Broches, the Rambam says, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, Zichreinu Livrocho. So that was the Tshuva by a mission. Mayachod, Otorid, Laf Mayachadu, Omar Abnach Mahisro, Nobel Mazze, Kirilamabo, Hoyla Mazze, Nichta Vinut K, Vinikro Bala Dalit, Avilamabo, Nikro Biut K, Vinichta Vinut K. So, in other words, so I don't know what the Ilamabo here. Probably also have to face a Mesa. I don't think that there is any Shinun Aroch between the Mesa Mashiach and now. So then, the Kriya will also be the Yud Kev of Kev. So a Rovel and Medrash in the Pyrk, Omer Ahusha the Lomksi, Harabina Olei Lemksi, it has to be Yud. Harabina Romek, Siv, Zesh, Mili, no, in other words, he wanted to mention the right pronunciation of the Shema Perish of Yudkei Bodkei. No one knows the right pronunciation.
But they pronounce
when the Christians write, why? So of course it's ignorance. And in English it's a decay, so certainly to say it, you know, whenever I have to, whenever you read, when I went to law school, and sometimes the professor asked me to read a certain case, and there was God's witnesses, but they don't call themselves God's witnesses. And they called them because they had many cases, you know, because they refused to bow to the flag, and they refused to hang out the flag on July 4th, you know. So, and they used to demonstrate against the flag. So there are many cases in court. Many of the precedents for religious liberty are based upon the cases of God's witnesses. I had to read that case. So instead of God's witnesses, instead of J's witnesses, so I read God's witnesses. So I said, what's the matter with you? You're blind. So what's the difference? It means the same thing. So somebody whispered it. There was an other yeshiva student in the class, Adelsberg. So he whispered into his ear. But really, it's not Tosa, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Why is it really not Tosa?
Why is Tosa? First of all, even with the why, it's not Tosa. Because no one knows the pronunciation. It's such a simple thing. They read it here, according to the letters. There is a Shem, Beis, Shem and Beis, and Shem Ayin Beis.
But you read the
Shem Dalet.
But you read the Shem Dalet.
The Amman Buchan says that the Shem and Beis and Shem Ayin Beis and Shem Yud Beis, let's say, Birkas Kiyan in the Mikdosh was Shem Yud Beis. So, were all Kriya's pronunciation of the Shem of Yud Kibokhi. It's not, it wasn't in the Ksime, it wasn't four different Shems. In the Kriya, it was different Shems. So that means it had a pronunciation like 72 letters, like 42 letters, like 12 letters, and like 4 letters. How do they know? I mean, what do they know? So it's not a pronunciation, there is no Isa, but I just couldn't do it. And even with a J, I couldn't do it. I couldn't, but there is no Isa.
So somebody reads the Shem Shel Dalet with the Nekudos written.
A very clear Hashor, let's say for a lawyer. If a lawyer, I mean, sometimes you have it with a Y too, you know. Because in England, there is only a similar book, and they call themselves witnesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Y. Here they call themselves witnesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a J. So I don't think that anybody will ask him, because it's not a name, it's not a pronunciation.
Well, so
I just couldn't do it.
So to read the Shem Shel Dalet with the Nekudos? To read the Shem Shel Dalet with the Nekudos?
In calling Yeshu in English. And I don't know why. For Goyim I'll have to say it. But for Anoshim Mishlemi, Mishalomi, I would say Yeshu 10 times an hour. And why not J-E-S-U-S? What's the difference? They just, you know, just as I couldn't see a mouse. It's even, I have a feeling of guilt after all. It's a, but yes, I could be both a mouse. And we have to be very grateful to the mouse, because no contribution in science could have been made without experiments and the rats. If not for the rat, you wouldn't have any mother medicine. Wouldn't have modern science, if not for the rest. And after all, Arvoy also says Shir. There is a bit of Shir. Beautiful Shir at Arvoy. Beautiful Shir. As beautiful as Wordsworth and Mohammed Browning's poetry. Believe me, there has to be a Sefer written on the Shir. It's such a poetic thing, I mean, the Shir. Every dog, every creature, every saber, every insect, all kinds of insects. You become a zoologist by knowing exactly the nature. I think that somebody in the university, in the Hebrew University, published a book with pictures.
You heard of Felix?
Of all the animals.
Felix.
Right?
You heard of Felix?
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 Felix, I don't know, I remember once read. very, very inspiring, very stimulating. They had to do a lot of research, you know. I mean, Aziz, who knows what Aziz is? Aziz, who knows what it is? Yeah. All right, anyway, so and all kinds of vegetables.
So to say, to read the Shem Shel Dalad with the Nekudos printed under the letters in the Siddur, there's no...
There's no Isha.
So what's this of Hoges Hashem Velsioso?
If he knows, let's say a big Nekubo, Mishnah Abishol, Abishol in Perik Chirik, somebody who is a Nekubo.
But we say Yud Kevav Kev, we don't say the Hey.
The Mishugan are Shabbos Tzvi, you know, when did he get his Mapole? Because at first there are many Talmid Chachomim who thought he was Mashiach. You know, they had so much source. But when he read the Shem, Ki Abiyosei Kodnik Mekulis, you know, Yud, Shvo under the Yud, Etatach under the Hey, you know, and so on. I don't want to even mention. So then they all realized that he's Mishulam. But he wasn't there. He wasn't there. Hashem is his.
So when we say Yud Kevav Kev, we don't say Hey. We say Yud Kevav Kev.
Because you're not allowed even to spell out the letters constituting.
So
that's not such a misachomor.
So why shouldn't reading the letters also be also? So if you can't say the letters, so even reading the letters also should be also.
Ah,
So saying God's witnesses with a Y would be...
But with the J there is no
Issa. But with a Y would be also.
With Y it would be also.
With a J it's not also.
That's right. With
the
J it's not.
The Issa of Hogeshem Vosiosa, does that apply only to saying out the letters Yud?
That's right.
Or is it but not to writing?
Yay and then Ka. Ka.
Let's say you would write Yud Vav Dalad and then Hey and a Yud. If you spell out the letters in your notebook, writing them.
Oh, you mean you're allowed to spell the Shem, but you have to be Zoya. It requires reason.
No, same, but let's spelling it Yud Vav Dalad for the Yud to spell out the letters.
I mean, you have Yud K.
No, so if you want to spell out the letters Yud Vav Dalad for the Yud.
I don't think it's awesome.
And like the Gemara does here,
No, Nikko. Nichtav the Yud K Vav K.
But to write the shame, the way they write the Yud here and the Hey over here. Spell out the whole letter.
Oh, the more A's.
Yud Vav Dalet and the Hey and Yud.
Yud so it says Yud Vav Dalet. Doesn't say Yud K.
Right.
Oh, I think the more A's to tell us the Dean and it's a child.
No, but to write, you gotta write the shame if you write out the whole letter without just writing Yud.
Yeah, I mean, because it doesn't say K, it's Yud K.
No, to write out the Yud Vav Dalet for the Yud.
Yud Vav
Dalet.
Dalet, yeah. And not a Yud, you mean.
Instead of just a Yud, right? Yud above Dalet and then a Hey and a Yud.
So what's wrong with that? Yeah. V'niko ani Dalet Dalet. So that's how loche. So zeh zichri v'zeh shmi. Lo yishkish ani v'nichtav ani v'niko. V'nichtav ani v'yud kei. V'niko ani Dalet Dalet. But the king godu in his vidu v'kirish ha-kadosh v'un kipa eti panal v'shem anferash tiksivosi. The Daladesh is the Keani Mimigdosh, so had to pronounce it the Bezesis. When was it pronounced Bezesis or behind Bezesis? I don't know. We won't talk about it, but I don't know. I don't want to be involved in Kabbalah, so I don't know.
So,
what? The Rambam says in the Yoni Bruchim, that the four shemes, I base, Dalet Esius, are pronunciations, four different pronunciations. But in the Ksibe, it's always Dalet Esius. I don't think anybody is going to.
The Rambam in the Nesias Kapayim, when he mentions the Shem of Parish, he lists just the four Esius, even though it's.
Doesn't mention the Dalet Esius,
no.
But the Gemara in Dush says it is Esius. The Gemara in Dush. So maybe, according to the Rambam, in the Raisa there is no chiyuv to pronounce it dafke b'yud-bezesis. It can be pronounced in any one of the four pronunciations. They are all kriyas of the Shem Anferesh, of Yud-Kivavke. But the minhag of the Keanim in Baisheni was to read it with the pronunciation of today's essays. Maybe because that was easy, I know. It's not easy, I mean, to read. I embrace essays, letters. I embrace syllables, not syllables, but letters. But I mean, each letter is a syllable here. So, otherwise it wouldn't be called Iberesias. So mainly a word that has four Asias. In Xive, to read it in 72 Asias. I mean, I can't even visualize how is it possible. I could visualize six Asias, a letter or a word of four Asias, but you have to prolong, I mean, the syllables. It's a very burdensome way. So mainly, it was easier for them to pronounce it with today's ACS. Why should it be easier to pronounce it with today's ACS than with four ACS? I don't know. But the Rambam doesn't mention the ACS. Sheman Peres, and each one of the Din. There is a machleket between the Rambam and the Raita. Not the Rambam, right? The Rambam and certain shape. The Rambam and the Raivet is on God or something else. As far as the love is concerned. But Chiyuv Stile is only Shemam Yuchet. And Shem Yitvorech and Shem Yitzborech. Shem Yitvorech because he is a Megadit. He's a Megadit the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Shemam Yitvorech. Shemam Yitzborech because he is a Megadit the Rebbeinu Shalom. So there's the Avele. And Shemam Yitvorech is a general form in the whole world. When the Chayev, when you're higher than any Shem Vole, there has to be Shem Amvore. Let's say, Mikal Echad and Shir Yisrael, or Mikal Rov Reid. So if it doesn't mention Hashem Yanish Yisrael, so then he's not high. Monkeys or Skile by Mikal Rov Reid. Only there is a Shem Amvore. So, before he said, Minashem, 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 so there is a distinction in regard to the Shem HaMizborech, Migadiv has to pronounce the Shem HaMiuchet, not Shakai, Tzvokes, or Rikim, or Kel. But in regard to the Shem HaMiuchet, which is a general thing, like Mikal Lechon Mishir Yisrael, Mikal Rime, so then the Allah is, he doesn't have to mention Shem HaMiuchet. Any Shem, Kino not, but any Shem.
We what? Say for the Yaka Ploni part.
What? Yaka, yes.
So for the Yaka, for the first Yosi, you can use any shame?
Any shame.
Even so Kael or Tzvokos?
That's why some of the shame say, since the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, uses the expression Yaka, yes, four letters. All right. So, the Yvorach is in Shem, Yachim, Shem, Yachim, Shem, Yachim, Shem, Yachim, על השם יוחד חייב סקירים, ועל שור הכינויים בזון, ויש מי שמפורש שנחייב על השם יוד קי ועוד קי, ואני אימי השור שחייר מיסק, what's the two days? The Rambam doesn't say who is the יש מי שאין, but what's the two days? So the shot is very simple. In other words, the question is what's the answer, Sakosu? Zesh mi, כי זה זכרי. ואומר, לא הייתי שם שאני נכתב ללב, לא הייתי שם שאני נכתב על מיקרו. נכתב בלות קי ובקי, ומיקרו ביאב. איזה ספשל אולך, ספשל זרס הקוסם. ספשל זרס הקוסם. In the clear of the Shemamiyach, Yud Kippur, is before. Or, it's a din like the Kri and the Ksiv in the Torah. We have many Kri and the Ksiv in the Torah. Let's say in the Techache. So we have, the Techache, we have a Kri which is altogether different. Usually Kri and Ksiv is a question of a Nikudim, or then letter. But in the Techache,
Yashkeveno,
Yashkeveno. Oh, Yashkeveno, Yashkeveno, Yashkeveno. Completely different word. So in other words, now the question is, let's say, when, according to Mandoma, that Chesato is the Meres Becholosh, suppose you read the Techache in English, how would you have to translate the Kri of Exib? The Kri, not Exib. Because you don't translate the Ksiv, you translate the Kri. So Mele, the Halacha of Zeshmi, Zezichlim and Voed is only applies to the Shem Ki Yud Ki Vav Kei that is in the Torah. Read Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Adi Shem Elokim, Adi Shem Achor. So you read the Adi Shem, Yud Ki, the Shem Avaye, without. But when the Gadif has to be Chayim Nisi and he has to pronounce the Shema Mizborech, so the Shema Mizborech is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Adne is not, it's a clean Torah, but here is not reading something from the Torah, Chas V'Sholem. So that's the Shita of the Yesh Mishim. And the Rambam Shita is, it's not a clean Nisi, it's a special Allah. There is no clean Nisi in the Yiddish. It's a special Allah, the pronunciation, the clear of the Shem Havaye is a, and Lozid Lovi Lechad is amazing. So I don't even know whether Lozid Lovi, because I don't think that there can be any Shinu in Alochas, Mitzvahs and Ketilas Lozid Lovi. So if it was Lozid Lovi, there will be a heter to read it, because everybody will be in the Madrege to read it. They will be in higher Madrege than the King Godwin, the Kiddush HaKadosh, and in Kippur. But not that he will be Mechuyev. But King Godwin is Mechuyev to read it that way, because he has to be Misvadi. But I don't know what the law said, Lovie, so it will be Mechuyev to read it, Dafke Kiksibasi or not. So that's the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Yesh Mishim. Yesh Mishim holds it's a Kri and Ksiv, and the Rambam Shita is a special Zerzakos. Now I mentioned Machlekes Rambam Raya, that's something related to the Tinyan, but not direct, in regard to Kol HaSechem in Yisrael. There is an above one, the Machlekes Rambam Raya. Kavod Milchus HaNedrin Haloche Dim Hamkal Atzmi Leike Kmoi Shikiru Achir Shenema Rishomu Lecho Ushkonach Viachod Hamkal Atzmi Chavirei Oinosi Oidayen In Reike Achi Kale Bishem Min Hashemes Tinkyo Erikim Shakai Vechayizim Oy bikinum na kinuyim, שחנו מביקנו וחיית, היו בו חיית ונקיעו בכל הדמי, כך נקיעו בכל אושר חיית, שהשם ישקירים ורבים ורבור הוא חיים קודם. סלאמה מי שישי הפידש. If somebody is Mikau Echad Mi Yisrael, without the Shem of God, altogether, not in Mikim. So he's not Chayim Malkus. He's even alive, but he's not Chayim Malkus. He's not Chayim Malkus. Because the Bola B'Shem is even going to love Shem in Ha'isir, so there is a special Zerush HaKosu that is Chayim Malkus. So Bola B'Kinu, in the Shem HaMvorech is a kino rachum yake ischu. He says to a rachum yischu. So then he's chayim malchus.
He says what?
Rachum yake ischu. Then he should punish him. Yeah. There are many Jews who are not Zoya. And, good Jews,
Who are not Zoya in what?
In expressing themselves. When they have an anger against somebody, they say punish him.
And then you're saying it's an Yisr Deraisi?
Yisr Deraisi.
What's the Yisr?
Yisr Deraisi, Yisr Zikal Vacharish.
So that's called the Gwala?
What?
That's called the Gwala?
That's called the Gwala. If he says the Rebbeinu Shalom will punish you, so that's the Gemara in Bo Metzia.
Tochah.
But Mishpora. So Abaye says that we deem it more. We don't best and doesn't curse. But the Amidim, you should know that the Rebbeinu Shalom punished.
But if you say, I wish... Well,
because, but if you say, Abinu Malum, he saw Israel, he saw Malum, Nosi Mishikalem, Nosi Dam Chol Yisoya.
And you're not allowed to curse him?
The other says, the Am Chol Beisim Aizam. So the Rif says, it doesn't mean that if a person doesn't keep his word, he's not some dumb in the Chosa of the Russia. He's already, he says, my Samcho. But it means, if he's in his, my Samcho, in regard to him, so then business is it. The Migda means, but not it's a head as well.
The Yisra of Lotikalo Keresh applies even behind his back?
Even behind his back, that's what Keresh means. He doesn't hear.
Even if he's not around?
Even as Kama Bechamo, if he's around.
But let's say he's not around.
What?
He's not around.
It's more Chomo.
If he's not around.
So that's Charesh. That's the definition of Charesh.
It is still an Easter not to say anything.
Lav Derai says, Chai Malkus on his death. There is no Malkus, there is no Shem of God, not in the Jew. So the question is, why is Kvola Sechot Mi Yisrael different than Mikadei, than Mikalo, there we need the Shem of Mivorech of Echot Mi Shiva Shem Yishim Mokot. So the Raivet is Chedish, and the Raivet says, Omar Avon, Emelike, El Bishem, Ham Yuchet, Imen Shem Yishim Mokot, Lohche Yisrael Berushal.
Is God good enough?
What?
God.
What?
G-O-D.
Oh, God is the Tchirim HaGoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the king. My father once said in Chaslavish Yishayle, there were many Jewish soldiers in the Tsarist army who didn't know Loshna Kedesh. You know, there are some soldiers who were snatched when they were young, and still they remained observant, So they didn't know any Hebrew, so they had to say Kriya Shema and daven in Moshe. So they asked him, can they daven and say Kriya Shema in Moshe? So my father said, daven completely in Moshe. Even mention that's the name Moshe. Because Tfilah does not require Shem Mamesh, Kino. Miyominochu Rifte, Oblakas Amos, Miyoshe. Miyominochu Rifte, Oma Brichach Mone, Mored Al Mikulim, Mored Aipit. So that's the Kima Mitzvah of Berg Samos. But Rachmone, that's the Kima. More than the Kula Rebbeinu Shalom, that's the Kima. But Kriya Shema, so the rest of Kriya Shema, the bulk of Kriya Shema, you can say in Russian. But Shem, not, let's say in English. You have to say Kriya Shema. So you have to say here. Oh, not Israel, because Yisrael is made. Israel is not Yisrael. It's all right to call it Israel, Yisrael. In conversations, but in reading the parasha of the Torah, Yisrael has to be Yisrael. Israel is not Israel. Mitzrayim, he cannot say from Egypt, he has to say from Israel. Ad Hashem, he has to say Ad Elokeinu, our Elokim.
Yeah.
Our Elokim. The new is just a you know, how do you call that? A suffered. Ad Hashem. Ad Hashem is one. Ad Hashem is one. Thereafter, thou shalt love. Ad Hashem, you are the king. You don't have to say Elokecha, you can say you are the king. You are the king. And so on. Asher Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, you can say Egypt. So that's because of the Rambam, that he says that Hashem is Shekir Makov, Hakoyim HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Harayim Kishoakim. Now, what's the pshat in the Ravid? What's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid? And through the Ravid is right. Why should Nikal Ol Vimei be different than Nikal Lechon Mishra? Nikal Ol Vimei is not Chayev Nise if he uses a kid in the Shemen world. And Mikalach Yisrael is Chayim Malkus. So Adol says that according to the Rambam, the Chiyuk Malkus from Sikol Cheresh is not a Chiyuk Malkus for Chlor, but a Chiyuk Malkus from Mitzi Shem Shumayim Lubapole through Chlor. And they made there's a Yerushalmi. How do we know, not only Yerushalmi, it's the Morning Shwiz, how do you know that on Kola there is Malkus? After all, it's Lachim and Pisa. So there's a special source of hope.
Kafala from the Rav.
Amar Beichanem, Rabbi Yudhim, Mishum Rabbi Yishabil, Kolesis, Vatir Olafi, Vimais Oifim, Vishem Vimais Oifim, חוץ נשבה ומימר ומכלס חבר בשם נשבה מנולון אומר ביחרן ושמרפים ולכוי אומר כל רשישו שמשבה ככל השוב כלינקה בזן של מיילו עם נקניס אבל בזן של מטו או מלכניס עם נקניס בקוס כל בחיות מלכה שלוקו נסחפו maybe it is also so for that day I'm getting a point. So we learned out.